Extra Sports 1300.
Senior Bowl practice has concluded down in Mobile, and now we will await the game this weekend as we continue along with this evaluation process. Baker, Josh Allen, Baker, Luke Falk, was he a factor at all this week? Answering those very difficult questions is our good friend Benjamin Albright from Mile High Sports. Follow him on Twitter at AlbrightNFL. Ben, how are you?
I am doing well.
So, who won the week?
Well, in the context of who Broncos fans want to hear about, Baker Mayfield was far and away the best quarterback down here this week. I've seen some oddball media narratives that are pushing Josh Allen, but I think those are mostly driven by the agency that represents him more than anybody actually watching practice.
Your assessment of Josh Allen is what, and how much is that different than what you thought going in?
My assessment of him is that he's a very nice guy. He's a smart kid, big guy, tall guy, got a big strong arm, and he throws a beautiful deep ball and struggles with everything that is not that. And my assessment of that is the same as it was before I got here. He has not changed that in any way. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but Nikki Javala put a clip out about him and Baker Mayfield throwing at the practice nets before practice, and Josh goes back to pass on his first pass and completely missed the entire net.
We did. Wheels had that up in here. It was awkward when we saw. It was definitely awkward. But he talks a good game, right? And as long as he, showcases that arm talent and he talks real pretty, a lot of teams will still fall in love with this guy, no?
Yes, don't forget being handsome, the number one quality to being a quarterback in the NFL. He must be handsome.
Exactly. Benjamin Albright joining us to talk Senior Bowl. I'm curious of guys like Luke Falk. Any of those guys kind of jump out to you, or was this truly Baker and Josh Allen and then nobody else was really worth mentioning?
Well, from the quarterback perspective, no. Luke Falk's just a guy. He's a wiffle ball thrower. That guy, he's not going to play in the league. Mm-hmm. He might get drafted on day three and be a backup for a couple of years or whatever, but he'll never play meaningful downs in the league. The only other quarterback here who's worth anything, I'd say, is probably Kyle Walletta. Small school guy out of Richmond. Reminds everybody a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo. Gets a ball out quick release. Comes from a fairly limited offense. It's really like snap, rock, chuck, throw, kind of stuff. So he's pretty quick with the football, but he needs to learn full field progressions. He's probably a 1 or 2 year project. He might have a shot in the league.
Somebody that, and look, Josh Allen was acing all the measurables early in the week, but Kellen Balazs, somebody that we here in Southern Colorado know very well, went to Falcon High School, plays college ball at ASU, won all the size metrics, and I noticed that he was also had the top speed of any running back there. I know that this is not the biggest names in terms of the guys at the Senior Bowl, but what do you think of Kellen Balazs this week, and do you think that he has a real future in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. He's got a future, and he had a pretty good week, too. He was out here doing the thing. He had one of the best quotes, I think, after practice yesterday. Somebody asked him the question, being in a platoon, sitting behind another running back, it limited your reps in college. How do you feel that affects your game tape? And he's like, well, let's clear one thing up right now. I wasn't behind anybody. We split carries, but I was never behind anybody else. And he was pretty insistent on that. It was pretty funny to watch the umbrage that he took at that. I think he's got a shot in the league. He's not going to be a round one draft pick or anything like that, but he's got to get drafted. He'll absolutely have a future in the league.
Michael Gallup, another local guy, kind of local, went to Fort Collins. How about his week?
He had a pretty good week as well. Outside of Washington from Oklahoma State, I'd say he's probably the best receiver out here. The knock on Gallup has been that he wasn't really a try-hard guy at Colorado State, in practice and stuff like that. The coaches just kind of let him do his thing because he was, a superior athlete. And they're worried that maybe coming out here, it's going to be a scenario where he's going to find out that everybody's a superior athlete. But he's played pretty well, had some good separation, had some good catches, and had a pretty good week. I think he's going to be a day two draft pick.
Oh, wow. Benjamin Albright, Mile High Sports, joining us from Mobile. So who's the guy that we haven't been talking about this week that we should be, that has impressed you and thus being your level of expertise, probably impressing a lot of NFL scouts at the same time?
Well, here's two guys here. You really got to hang your hat on the defensive side of the football. Marcus Davenport out of Texas, San Antonio, small school guy, but 6'6", 260-pound edge rusher, and he's got a set of wheels on him. He can really fly. The problem is he lacks, you know, maybe functional strength at this point. He's played at that lower level, been able to manhandle everybody, and he's going to have to get bulked up a little bit more in terms of NFL strength and not wear down as much. On the offensive side of the football, there's an interior lineman out of Texas, El Paso. Hernandez, it's played extremely well all week. And he's a guy that's probably solidified himself as a first rounder. I mean, he didn't let anybody pass him all week. So, he's a guy that's on the Broncos' radar. They're definitely watching him, and it's the one to keep an eye on.
Do you, Vance Joseph's comments earlier this week about you really miss or you don't miss when you get to coach the Senior Bowl. I was trying to do research the best that I could. And yeah, there are the Cousins and Dak, and I believe Andy Dalton. And there's some certainly names that come out of the Senior Bowl that their coaches end up taking them, and they've had some success. It seemed like that was kind of setting up the Broncos potentially for failure, to say that because we are here, we now are smarter than everyone else. Did you get that vibe from what Vance Joseph said this week, or am I just being a little too haterish on Vance?
I think you might be slightly haterish okay. on Vance, because the problem is everybody's here. Every single team is represented here right now. Mm-hmm. The only two teams that don't have their head coaches and general managers here are the Eagles and Patriots, who are about to play for a Super Bowl. But everybody else is here. This is the largest meeting of NFL personnel in any one place during the year outside of the combine. All the scouts are here. Everybody's seeing all this, all the same stuff. The only difference is Vance and them get to be in the huddle, so to speak, with these guys. So they're actually coaching them and seeing how they react to instruction and things like that. So there's a little bit of an advantage there. You just get to right up close, see how people interact, but the relative advantage is minuscule.
The more important thing is not how the players respond to the Broncos practice. All we heard all season long was how awesome the Broncos practice. Now we're everyone seeing the Broncos practicing, and so what did you think? Were the Broncos destroying the Texans in terms of their practices?
Well, their practices certainly were crisper. They were sharper. They got a lot more reps in than the Texans did. Of course, the Texans don't have a first-round draft pick, so they're not really as keen on this as maybe the Broncos mm-hmm. are in terms of what they're doing. I thought the Broncos did pretty well with the practice they had, getting the new staff together, getting them all working together to run practices, rather than having to do that for the first time in front of the players. So I think it's a good experience all the way around for those coaching staff.
Has the XFL reached out to you for a general manager job in 2020?
Oh, man. Yeah, that announcement today got some laughter. There was a lot of people wondering if anybody would even trust McMahon enough to go over there again after one season and defaulting on a lot of payments to guys before. No, they've not reached out to me, and I certainly haven't reached out to them. So we'll see. We'll see how that shakes out. That league's not even kicking off till 2020.
Right. For now, you can get Benjamin's outstanding analysis leading up to draft day at Albright NFL. And remember, it's two L's in Albright NFL. And then if you're up north, make sure you tune in to Mile High Sports Radio and hear him with our good friend Benny Bash and the whole crew up there. Benjamin, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hopping aboard, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
Absolutely, guys.
Thanks, Benjamin. There's Benjamin Albright. Mile High Sports joining us here on Drive Time Sports. See, don't listen to this stupid narrative that's coming out of it's the Denver media that's pushing this. Baker Mayfield is better than Josh Allen. Period. End of story. Josh Allen is Paxton Lynch 2.0.